Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is definitely the league presented by Dead End Gaming in conjunction with Dead End, or actually put out by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. This is The League. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7, here with KB Ends and Mr. AKA, no disrespect, AKA Mr. Duce, Mr. AKA, it's your boy, just Mr. AKA.
Hey, well, I should be AKA New York Customs, but I had a victim this week. Well, we'll get into it.
Oh, we all had a couple victims.
You had a victim. I was victimized.
Yeah, man, but
Shit, never mind.
I was thinking some shit too, kid. I was like, nah, we in the wrong era. We in the wrong era, kid. We can't do that.
Can't do that. Man. So over this last week. All right, so let me start here. We're rushing to get through with this season.
Why are we rushing, FIFA?
Because 21 is out, and everybody in this league just wants to go to 21. I played
it. It's not officially. Let me stop you there,
but we all won't have it until the 25th.
Exactly.
Right? That Sunday.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, the 30.
Well, I got the deluxe, so I'm getting it early. I don't know.
No, yet. The Sunday. So by Sunday on the 30th, my bad, you can get it early
next
on the
Sunday.
25th.
We're recording this on a Sunday. Next Sunday, the game will be out for everyone.
That's when I think the league agreed that we would start the season.
Yeah.
For so 21. I don't know why they pressing like that.
Yeah. Well, no, they were just saying like, bro, once 21 come out, I'm not really trying to touch back on 20. I'm like, bro, we
got to finish.
We're right at the finish line. Yeah. Why would we not finish?
Yeah, we're what, 3 weeks away? Before
literally
playoffs?
From a wild card game.
And then we got the playoffs right there. Look, man, I done did too much to try to win this motherfucker.
Boy.
Yeah, you did.
Plus, you know, I keep saying I just got to pass the red. Because, look, everybody that I goddamn got to play to get to the Super Bowl, I done gave them niggas some motherfucking work. And all I'm saying, look, I just
talk
gotta,
your shit, bro. Now, get it off.
I got to pass the Ravens. You know what I'm saying? Everybody done said it, whether it's in the chat or in my Twitch. The shit is glitchy. It's cheesy. It's difficult. But the last two times I done played this motherfucker, I done kept him under his season average. And it's been a lot closer. The third time is the charm. He even said it. He said he don't want to play me a third time, that I'm starting to slow this shit down too much.
Third time being the playoffs.
Being the playoffs. Knock his ass out, goddammit. But yeah, man, I got to pass the Ravens. So obviously I played him for the second time in the season. Those are my only two losses. And I told him I felt better in the second game than I did even in the first game. Because I started to see what different defenses and looks do. And I was able to slow it down. And that's the thing, man. Just go follow me on Twitch. Go watch some goddamn games,
but
man.
But your biggest point was the fact that we're almost at the finish line. A lot of people are amped up because they see all the gameplay from 21. They see all, obviously with all the NFL news coming out lately, they want to get to those teams and those lineups and start being, you know, Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy, and the whole shit. 100. So I see the excitement, but I'm not pressed because it's going to come out when it come out.
Yeah, and I played it. Have you played it yet?
I haven't. I don't want to play it. I'm focused in on finishing the season.
Well, I guess I can multitask. But like with Madden 21, it's cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm just saying, man. Y'all niggas is fucking up today, goddamn it. Somebody got to check motherfuckers. But with Madden 21, I like it. It's definitely an iPhone-esque model to Madden. You know, it's not completely different, but it's different enough. They move different. They feel weighted. They feel like the body archetypes.
Well, don't give them the full review.
Okay, I won't give them the full review.
But it's similar but different.
It's similar but different, and you definitely have to get used to it. Definitely, the trade logic is a lot different. Some of the things that we did in Madden 20 in terms of trading, I don't know if we'll be able to accomplish some of those same things. And, you know, me and you, we talked a little bit because you may join the AFC North. And if there's three users in one division, then you don't want to trade your first, because somebody ain't going to make the playoffs. One of the three is going to have a high first.
It's very rare you see three teams make the playoffs
in the same division.
In the same division.
So it's going to be very difficult. So I'm real interested, and I like the fact that we're starting at the beginning of the year because it gives us a lot of time. And also, I want to address somebody on the Twitch shit. They was talking about, oh, well, FIFA, you know, you gave Nick a hard time about buying his championship versus, you know, developing it. The only reason why I bought the championship now is because this is the last season.
Okay.
You know,
here come the excuses, kid.
No, it's not the excuses.
Because you start off the season looking at me sideways like, Nick, there's buyers and there's drafters. And you bought your shit.
No,
100%. And that had a little bias on that motherfucker.
I drafted a lot of my shit too. JK, big reason. Ask Ken.
It sounds like you try to draft and now you want to realize buying is a lot easier.
It's not even that. I'm just saying, look. When we decided as a collective that this is going to be the last year, plus in addition to what my division rival has done with his roster, there were certain things I needed to do to keep pace. And I did that. And I
hear what you say. I'm not judging you, bro. Okay. I'm just happy you're on my side. Buying is better than selling.
Number one defense in the league. I'm just saying.
Buying is better than drafting. Just say that.
No, I think you need a combination of both. Like, it's not just heavy one or the other. Like, you need, you have to.
But one, if you're trying to win now, one is better than
the other. Is always free agent.
And that's all we ever really try to do.
And I feel you. And I'm not partial to one way or another. I've always been of a mindset that it's a little bit of both. Like, your foundation should be drafted. And then you add the pieces on top, you know what I'm saying, to get you to where you want to get to. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. But obviously, I had the Ravens user. I'm not even going to talk about that game. Like, the most I'm going to say is I felt good in terms of what I was able to see, especially in that second half. I knew that the game, I lost it after that. What was it? I want to say I threw another interception. It was a fumble or some shit like that.
You lowered your turnovers. That was a really big thing for you. You could see that.
Yeah.
That is the biggest, game changer for his plan.
Yeah.
Cause obviously he runs the ball, so you're not going to get that many times of possession.
Nope.
Or he's a one-hitter quitter.
And he doesn't fumble much.
I don't know how that's the case.
I know. So you're not going to get a lot of takeaways playing against the Ravens. So you got to play a very clean game and you got to be able to score because he's going to score. I think he leads the league in scoring. It's either him or the Packers now. So they're over 40 points. I'm top three and I'm number three at 41 a game. So. You know, and I think he's either number one or number two. So it is what it is, man. I had a good game against him. And then, the Steelers, even though that they're not as, it's a CPU team, you know, they don't have, I would say, like a lot of offensive talent. I did trade them Aaron Rodgers and got TJ Watt. That defense is still crazy.
That defense is mean. That defense is, TJ Watt come through the lane like he Lawrence Taylor.
Fuck TJ Watt.
That defense is mean. Even the secondary is pretty decent.
No, it is.
But that front seven,
it is, but you know, I'm not going to say I struggled against them, but they are one of the hardest CPU teams I have to play against.
They are tough. Yeah,
yeah. They're tough as fuck.
Bro. Yeah, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense. That Devin Bush is, Devin Bush is like mini Bobby.
And it doesn't matter what their overall rating is.
Nope. They play like,
they get a boost.
Yep, and on top of that, think about if they even had Ryan Shazier still.
Mm-hmm.
That would even be, he's a super quick linebacker too. Mm-hmm. Like they have a, yeah. Man, they know what they're doing.
But one of my user games was against Ken, my revenge game. And I've been telling y'all since the last season that I've been playing. Ken shouldn't have beat me. I should have won that game. I understand.
Ken, you see how he whispers his loss? He's like, look, we ain't going to talk about the Ravens game. We ain't going to talk about the Ravens. No. But Ken.
look, he beat me. He had a strategy and he stuck to it. And he caught me off guard that first time we played.
Caught him off guard, bro. That's they ain't even giving you your credit, right. Bro.
You didn't even play the same though.
Huh?
You had a completely different strategy the last time we played. You play completely different now.
No, 100%.
All right.
Okay.
So what do you mean I should have beat you? Well, if I beat you now with this current strategy you got, then maybe you could talk. But I will beat you. Don't worry about that. That's okay. Coming. But I'm just saying.
Go ahead, talk your talk. Yeah, like,
don't get too far ahead of yourself.
I'm giving Ken props. Last season, he beat me. I didn't have.
But he's saying I shouldn't have beat him.
You shouldn't have beat him. You shouldn't have.
In that game, there was one or two things that happened that gave Ken the edge, and he won.
And there's a couple of things that happened in this game that gave you the edge too.
But that was all strategic.
See? I'm just saying, hey, it can go the same way.
No, you strategically beat me last time. You did. Again, and when I say that you caught me off guard, that gives kudos to your strategy. Because I was not prepared. I'm giving you props in saying that. Your ball control, how you were able to run. And just like how you did to the Seahawks the game before, like literally that's damn near how you got me. Like you hit the big play when you needed to hit the big play and you caught me off guard, meaning I was not ready. So this time around, I was like, okay, Ken's not going to run the ball. I'm going to take that away. I see Jonathan Taylor. I see his stats. He's top five running back out here.
Top three.
You know what I'm saying? Not trying to be disrespectful. Top three running
back. He only came down because I had a couple of user games that focused on stopping the run. Mm-hmm. Niners, and I knew you were going to focus on stopping the run too.
Mm-hmm. So when I focused on that, like I baited you into that pick six by TJ Watt.
And I knew you were trying to bait me into it because I saw the safety creep down. I'm like, he's probably going to try to cut off that slant. And I saw TJ Watt there. And I was like, I'm going to wait for Hopkins to clear, but he never cleared because I thought he was going to come down to take the running back because I had the running back running into the flat. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker never goddamn moved. And I was pissed about myself because I didn't really scan the field. Mm-hmm. I was trying to really hit that route, and I figured if I just time it just right, because I do this shit against the computer all the time.
I told you timing and the button clicking.
Yeah, I do it all the time, so I know how to make that throw. Yep. It's just he, for whatever reason, I don't know if you did that or not, because you didn't use him.
No, I didn't.
That motherfucker never moved. He just stood right there. Yep. So I was like,
So look, again, I fucking broadcast all my games. I talk about the plays and what I think about them and why I do certain things. In that instance, when I bring pressure, I play a 2-4-5 A gap blitz, mid blitz, and I give people the same look. So it doesn't matter if I play 3-4, doesn't matter if I play nickel, doesn't matter if I play dime.
But I don't think that formation. I don't think. Yeah. I thought you was in a 3-4.
No, that's a 2-4-5 A gap mid blitz. However, in that, when I got to a TJ Watt, I played the same formation, but different coverage. I played a cover three.
Because I always is okay. Because I always expect you. Because I know. Because you said it before, and I play. Mm-hmm. I don't react to the positions of the players. I react to what they do.
Exactly.
So you can do all the disguise and shit or whatever. I just need to see what they do, and then I make my decision.
Yep.
My problem is that I made the decision up in my head.
You preconceived it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And we talked about
and that's what I was saying, because I know that I was playing man. I was trying to bring a lot of pressure. I was trying to stop the run. So I figured there were the two plays prior to that, you ran the ball. And every time you tried to throw, I was right there, but I was playing man. So I knew that you were looking for a man. And that's why when I picked that
play. I was looking for zone.
You was looking for zone?
I was looking for zone.
So yeah. You was going to throw a slant against the zone to beat the zone like that?
Because I could make that throw. I do it all the time. I can make that throw. It just has to be timed just right. The only variable that I can't account for was you as the user with the safety. Mm-hmm. So that was my read.
That is the scariest thing about your defense. Yeah,
that was
you
the
as
read.
A safety.
What is he going like? So I was trying to read you, and like I said, I preconceived it, but I knew because. Look, I've watched you play. I've heard you talk about playing, and I played against a computer. And I've seen people play. Like, I knew at some point you were going to switch it to a zone. In my head, I was like, he's probably in a zone. He's probably trying to bait me by switching to a zone. So I would do something like that. That's why I said I was waiting for him to clear TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was going to come down and cause in the zone, sometimes they move down to the flat too.
Yeah. Depending on the zone. So like,
but he never moved. That's what I'm saying. He never moved. So sometimes they'll either stay there. They'll kind of move to the left or the right.
Yeah. All he did was sag back.
He never did what I've seen them do in that situation in the game. So that's what got me. Yeah. But I was expecting zone because I knew you at some point you were going to jump into a zone because you switch in and out.
Yeah, I switch in and out. And then, you know, in my Twitch, I didn't know this. They can't hear you. So me and Ken, we were literally talking back and forth. So for people thought I look crazy as fuck. No, I was actually talking to Ken. And that's why I kept saying.
Yeah, you need a headset, bro.
Yeah, I do.
B told me I needed
that way they can hear both of us. Could you guys hear me and Adrian?
No, I couldn't.
I know Adrian has the headset because I saw when I was playing.
He and
I
were talking.
Yeah, I couldn't hear Adrian.
I could.
Okay.
I may not get the camera. I just may get the headset because I know you got the camera. Mm-hmm. I just might get the headset.
But yeah, so the rest of that game, I kept telling Ken, you're going to have to open up that playbook. You're going to have to open
it. You did say that.
He was like, nope, I'm going to just keep running the ball. And I'm like, Ken, it don't matter if you swap out the running backs, bro. You're not going to run this shit.
And then, so, because nobody could hear that, that's mm-hmm. how I play.
Yep.
So I have in the formation subs or what I think it's formation. No, not formation subs, but auto subs. I have it set because I have two good running backs. I have it, the percentage is set like 60-40 or something like that. And then I put, just like you, I put Connor in at different, formations so he can get some time in too. So it wasn't me switching out the running backs. They're just in different plays.
I know. Yeah. I know. I was talking hella shit because I was confident going in. I'm like, look, if I stop the run, Ken can't take the time off the clock the way he wants to. And I'm not going to lie. When I realized that, I'm like, okay, I think I could really, really, really get Ken, was when I went up 28-3.
28-0. Yeah, because I didn't score until late.
Yeah, so once I got up by 28, I was like, there's no way he's still going to try to run. And that motherfucker said, I'm going to run.
And that's the thing I like about Ken's mentality. That's the mentality that I try to play in my games, is that no matter what's going on, play your game. Because you never know how it's going to break, how things going to end up. Just play your game. Because whenever I try to adjust, and we talked about this on the show, whenever you try to get out of your game to do something else to counter them specifically, mm-hmm. you can't really account for what are you trying to accomplish this run? What are you trying to accomplish now? Because you switched up your game plan.
So there's a couple of things. My mentality going in the game. So I knew that he was on a revenge tour. And I knew that seeing what he did to Spike, I already knew FIFO was going to do the same thing if he got a chance. So I already knew that. I also knew FIFO plays differently. So I haven't played against the defense, but I've seen the defense. So I was like, okay, you have to play it in order to figure out how to beat it for me. Mm-hmm. So, because it's a unique aggressive style of defense. And, you know, I just had to see it up front first. So if I would have got a win, that's cool. But I already expected FIFO going to try to put up a 50 piece, which is what he did.
You learn more from the loss than the win.
I was totally okay with that. None of that shit bothered me. Like you said, I just stayed focused on the Cincinnati because I went in with certain expectations. I went in trying to beat him. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But when I threw the interception, I already know his offense is high power. Y'all already know my defense is trash. So I knew we were going to struggle to stop FIFO. So again, I was going to try to milk the clock. And it worked for the first quarter. Yep.
Because I would put up 7.
What fucked me up, because I was like, at worst case, it'd probably be 28-something. But when I threw that fucking interception, and it was a pick six, and he took it all the way to the house, it was at that point I was like, all right, this is going to be a monumental task. And but I was still up to the challenge. But once it got to like 28-0, I was like, okay, now I need to figure out this defense. And then as the game went on, I started to get a couple of runs here and there, trying to see, you know, it's pretty much the same blitzes, the same looks, but where are his players coming from, mm-hmm. and how am I going to try to get around these different type of angles? Mm-hmm. So that's it. And I still don't know how fucking Greedy Williams was able to keep up with Ruggs. Cause I don't understand how his guys are playing man and they step by step with him and Ruggs is like 96. That shit made no sense. Cause
Greedy's 95.
Well, to me,
I thought he was like 92, 93.
You gotta, 95. Okay, the only way you could get around that is through release. Release has to be, as much as quickness and speed mean something, release means just as much because.
But I don't always jam either though.
No, so, I'm just talking about his receiver. Like how you come off the line, no matter, and if they're a good route runner, it helps a lot. Like it's three pieces.
It's route running. Yeah, I need that.
If your route run is low, then you're not going to get that release well off. That's the only way you could get somewhat around that. But his speed is like, it is what it is. You can just, again, it's the creativity of the schemes. That's why I was in the chat saying, bruh, open up that playbook because you have speed. You could get around most of this shit.
Yeah, I got
You're not going to get through FIFO. You got to get around them.
All my guys can run 90 plus on my
But the schemes that I was watching, I was like, bro, this is just Mike Ditka offense. Like, that's what I said. Like, bro, you just gonna pound it to the ground. You gonna play good defense. But you got Ruggs, you got Hopkins, you got options, bro.
Yeah,
One thing
I noticed, because I also noticed that you moved to the Saints playbook now.
And you got to get off that defensive line, bro. It ain't helping you.
Okay, I did realize that, but because there was one play I could have guarded against if I had the linebacker.
Exactly, I'm telling you, bro.
So I did realize that, but again, I'm stubborn, man. I'm stubborn.
It's the best position on defense.
But I'll say this: I haven't played the trial version of Madden. Mm-hmm. I don't like how they play. I don't like playing the line because I don't know. It's just weird. It's similar, but it still feels a little bit weird. So I've been practicing on that a little bit, playing the linebacker a little bit more.
Ken, you got to come out, because you run the Saints playbook. So I know.
I knew you knew every play. Yeah.
Well, not every play. I know the ones that I like to go to depending on situation. And the thing that I like about the Saints playbook that I'm starting to expand on a little bit more now is putting people in motion out of certain formations, just because the routes already in the Saints playbook are amazing. To me, they're the best routes that I've seen.
They are.
However, you could create even more mismatches by moving them. So there's one, it's out of a shotgun formation where your best wide receiver actually plays in the slot. Mm-hmm. And then the other two side, you have your tight end and the other wide receiver. But and it's a corner route, but it's not like a hard corner. It's like it's a deep corner. Mm-hmm. And if you move that wide receiver, for me, obviously it's Odell Beckham, from the left side to the right side. So then it'll be OBJ, tight end, wide receiver in a zone, especially cover two zones.
That middle,
he splits the safeties.
That middle is going to be right there.
It's going to be wide open.
There's a play that I have like that. I think that's what you're talking about. But instead of a wide receiver, I have the tight end who cuts through the middle. He makes the post route in the middle.
So if you switch the side of the play, mm-hmm. the players stay in the same place. They just run different routes. So if you flip it to the right, then the tight end runs that post route.
Cause the route that I'm talking about, I'm only looking at the tight end. I got a little safety with the running back who's mm-hmm. doing like a little hitch, mm-hmm. but that tight end is always right. Like, especially when you got the two safeties on the, and just with that middle open, you may mm-hmm. have a linebacker there, but you got the two safeties and that whole middle zone is open. And my tight end is my fastest, receiver right now. And he's
I got smoked 56-3.
Yeah, I gave Ken to work.
So, you know.
And Ken, it was funny because y'all couldn't hear Ken. Ken, I think when I scored 42 or so, he's like, you going to go for 50 piece? I said, shit, if I get the ball back.
And I threw an interception. Yep. It's fucking John Connor. I don't understand in this five. I don't know why John Connor is in a wide receiver position when I have like six wide receivers.
Because he
should be able to control that though.
You can formation sub him.
Man, I need to be
I don't like doing all that extra shit.
What, you mean in the game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can I don't, do that. Yeah, I need
I
to
seen
do it.
49ers do it. Money Green do that all
I don't
the time.
Want to do that. He needs to be like in previous versions of Madden.
Or you could do it in your coach setting. So like into your coach schemes and just do it like, you know, so it's always like
I
do that and I also test it out to make sure it's right in practice. Yeah.
I have to
look
at that.
So I told your ass, bro, the practice helps because you can see all your formations and exactly what, this player shouldn't be here. Let me change this out.
But yeah, I've always known that. I was surprised to see Connor out there because the nigga can't run routes. Mm-hmm. And I tried to run that route and I don't even know why I even threw it, but I get, mental memory. Like, I'm like, I just running the play. But timing, either way, I was pissed off. Raph heard me fussing about it. Why the fuck are you in this spot? Mm-hmm. But I got to look at the formation subs, but I know in previous versions, it will be the receivers in a receiver spot. They wouldn't put a running back in there. So it just doesn't make sense. I don't get it. Even when you go to the formation subs, because the Saints have a five wide out trio set. When I go to his spot, it's a running back. Then they only give you running back options.
You know why though, right? Mm-mm. Who do the Saints have?
Kamara.
And he's a route apprentice, so he gets an extra route. So that playbook is designed around Alvin Kamara
and that's why,
certain sets.
That's why when it comes to certain playbooks, I think of the schemes and how they use their players And that's how I want to use, that's why mm-hmm. I like San Francisco's playbook with the Giants, cause they utilize the running backs the way I like, and they still are creative with the wide receiver routes.
I didn't think about that. And the only reason I didn't think about that is because I've used the Saints playbook before, but in other playbooks that I've tried, they have a habit, Madden has a habit of putting running backs in receiver mm-hmm. spots, no matter what playbook I use. So I never really thought about it that way, but that is a good point.
Which is partly why I went to the playbook too, just because J.K. Dobbins is very Alvin mm-hmm. Kamara like.
Exactly.
So I was just like, okay, I could put him out here in backfield, stuff like that. But, Ken, your two user games, obviously we've talked about our game, but you also play the Seahawks.
Yeah. In all honesty, like my expectations, since I don't play a lot of user, I was like, it's a possibility that I could go 0-4. Mm-hmm. So just in terms of just looking ahead and just planning, you know, not expecting a loss, but just looking towards the worst case scenario, mm-hmm. like, regarding the playoffs, and just game speed. But yeah, I play, the Seahawks and that was a fun game. And, you know, again, we were talking back and forth on the chat while we were playing, which was cool. Really cool brother, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you were like 21-0.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I was up 21-7.
21-7.
Yeah. 21-7. Right. And again, like I've said on the show before, you know, and you guys can watch the streams, my defense is not good. Like the Jaguars just put up 30 something on me, the fucking computer. So I already know that there's a possibility if he got a couple of stops that, you know, given the right situation, he can come back. So mm-hmm. again, just coaching, thinking like, okay, so if the game is tied, you know, what are my go-to plays and what scenarios there? So I just kind of just thinking ahead and planning, not accepting him, but just being prepared. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he eventually came back. He switched it up a little bit, but he got slow as girly, which is a problem. And I told him, I said, why did you get rid of the
rookie? I don't know why he got girly.
He was
girly.
Nice with him.
Girly's a decent back now. That's all I can mm-hmm. say.
Girly makes him a little bit more easier to play because yeah, he may
he's
go
slower,
to the,
but he's stronger. So that's fine.
And he always falls forward. Girly yeah. has that, those animations where it's like, you hit him 2 yards away, he falls 3 yards more.
Man, that was the thing about John Connor, because John Connor should do the same thing against the computer. He'd be running motherfuckers over. That's why I would be trying to truck, because mm-hmm. I'm used to the computer hitting you, so you get to mm-hmm. hit him and you can keep going.
But you stop.
I missed the touchdown on FIFO doing yeah. that shit, expecting the hit. And the guy could have been gone. But, and even against him, I missed one.
I hate that trucking move because it slows too. You down like yeah, a motherfucker just to get.
Cause I saw you say that in the chat. I was like, yeah, nigga, I know. Shit.
I told you. Yeah, that's why I don't like looking at the chat. Cause the chat.
I got you. Yeah. It don't bother me though. I just be looking.
But the way that game ended, Ken, that has to be one of the best endings that we've had in all of
this season. This season has been one of the best for the games, period. Yeah. We had in the same season. We've seen, what was it, a 9-6 score, 9-7 score against the 49ers and the,
I think so.
Forgot who the other team
is. They played a grinded out game too.
But then we still got our high power, games, like my game against the Chiefs when we, earlier on the season, that ended even in overtime. Your game against the Seahawks this season, that ended in a fucking, you know, last play call.
Yeah. Henry Ruggs for the post. And when he threw it, I was like, oh shit.
Cause you bullet passed that. You didn't even lob that.
No, I lobbed it.
He lobbed it.
Okay. I caught it over the shoulder.
Yeah. So let me tell you what I was thinking. So first of all, he tied the score and I went back and I mm-hmm. took the lead back again. And then he switched it up. He started running with Russell Wilson and shit, which I was waiting for, but
yeah.
I just don't have the personnel that I like to stop it. And once again, if I played the linebacker, it would be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But I also was kind of just trying to think of what is based on how he's played this game. Like, I'm also trying to bait him into some shit too. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things I'm trying to do that I'm willing to, like you say, give and take. So when he came back and tied it, and I was like, okay, I gotta lull him to sleep a little bit. Cause I was like, all I needed was a freaking field goal. Mm-hmm. So, and I said, his run defense has been sort of suspect. So if I can get to the outside or pop one, mm-hmm. I could probably take it to the house. So I was like, let me try a run to the outside, maybe catch him slipping cause he's going to drop back in coverage. And then, got it. And then of course he stopped it. And then I had all my timeouts. So then I heard him saying, oh yeah, you playing for OT. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not playing for OT, but I'm glad you're thinking that. I know you're going to drop back in coverage. And I was like, Russ got a 96 speed. Mm-hmm. And I said, I just need enough time for him to hit that post. And I said, there's nobody on his, in his secondary that can run with
him. His secondary really ain't that good, to be honest.
Yep.
Not at all.
And I just needed time. So once I hiked the ball, y'all saw I moved up in the pocket. And then I saw him and I was like, like you said, I lobbed it. And I said, I just need to put it in front of him. And I saw that shit light up underneath his feet. And I was like, okay, I got a shot here.
Did your user catch that?
Yeah, I always use a catch. Catch and run.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I need to run underneath it and keep it going. And then he switched to the DB and he messed up cause he tried to go for the interception and he was already in trouble position. So it wasn't going to happen.
That was his last play. Like I got to at least pick it off or tip it or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So tackle, touchdown, whatever. You know, I still would have won the game, but yeah, I always have like a couple of plays that I kind of keep in my back pocket for when I need. You know, need to
you
pull
put that
out.
In your front pocket, bro.
Nah.
You didn't. That's what I realized. Like, so you talked. So that game ended literally on the last second. Like, we all was watching that shit. Like, hey, bro, this nigga can't pull it out. He need to wash his hands because he pulled it out of his ass. But yeah, I was supposed to have two user games against the Cowboys and the Seahawks, but I only had one because I wasn't able to play against the Cowboys.
But I had two clutch drives in that game, though.
No, you did your thing. You put yourself in that position.
And then I took the lead again, so.
You put yourself in that position, but you also put yourself in that position.
hey. Hey, man.
You got the dub. That's all that matters.
Yeah, you got the dub.
But for me, it was like, I'm kind of upset that I couldn't play the Cowboys. It was my fault because I fell asleep, but because that I got a loss from the simulation. And at that point in time, against the Cowboys, it's a divisional game, and I already got the one game on them earlier that season. So if I would have won that game, I probably would have clinched the division because all I got to do is play the Eagles left, and I swept the division twice already. So I was trying to go for third times in the charm, but it's not the case. And he's like a game under me. So the playoff, I'm thinking about playoff seeding wise. I won't be able to get a top two seed because I got three losses now.
So you're gonna have to play the wild card.
I'm gonna have to play the wild card game, but I want to at least control. Like, I at least want to be a third seed, so I at least get home field advantage.
And I know you're going to talk about, like, your user games and everything, too, but the one person I feel for coming down the stretch is Spike.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Spike got to play Nick, then he got to play me, and he got to play the Chiefs. And he needs all of those games to make the wild card game. Because you got to remember, he's not going to win the division because he's in the same division as the Chiefs. Chiefs are going to be the division winner. I'm going to 100% be a wild card because I lost my two against the Ravens. So if he loses two out of these three, he may not make the playoffs.
Because I think the schedule is he plays the Chiefs, then you, and then me.
Then you.
Yeah.
So that's the last three games.
And I think but at least he plays against me at home. I know his last game is on because my last two games are on the road. But going back to what I was saying as far as, I'm already worried about the playoffs as far as like, damn, I got to go through the fucking, I got to play three games just to get to the Super Bowl. But then I faced the Seahawks and they're fighting for a wild card spot too. Cause they got the 49ers who are divisional win, who going to win the division. Cause they're like, the 49ers and the Packers are like only got one loss. So in that game, I wasn't really even worried or nothing. I was just like, Nick, just play your game. Don't worry about shit. Don't look at shit. Just play the game. The only advice I took from both of y'all, FIFO as far as open up the playbook, Ken as far as, but make sure you still do what you do. So that game, it was, I won the game, but the game, I wish I would have, played a lot more smarter instead of I was a little too loose. I had three picks. I had five touchdowns, but three picks. The first pick I owned completely. The second pick, I should have lobbed it. I'm always bullet passing. I should have lobbed it over the top because he beat him technically, but since I threw a bullet, the corner got it. And then the last one, it was the button thing. I knew exactly where I needed to go. I knew I shouldn't even been looking over there because I knew that wasn't going to work based off the timing of it. But I just hit square instead of R1. And AJ, and the thing is crazy, like if I waited like 1 or 2 seconds, AJ Green would have been open enough to get the touchdown. But it was an interception. So I had three picks. So I should have had a cleaner game. But I liked my offense. I liked how I opened up the playbook. Saquon still was Saquon, but he wasn't the focal point. I was throwing it all over the place. AB had over 100 yards in the tub. My first drive, cause I received the ball first, which I usually hate cause I don't get the ball the second half, but My first drive, I went down the field. I threw a beautiful touchdown pass to Evan Engram. I don't know if y'all seen it. It was in triple coverage.
Yeah,
like over shit. The, like, and he as soon as I did, he was like, so we could throw touchdowns in triple coverage now. And I was like, cause it was all about just the time, but it was also the space and area. Like he really had to collapse that defense just to get to that area. So I already knew I was good. So I'm feeling like, Ken, you said this before, like, as far as I feel like I've lost my passing touch. Mm-hmm. Like I used to be a better passer. And that's what I've been feeling the last few weeks. So I was happy that I got a chance to open up the playbook. And once I realized, like, stop, just take your time. If you get, I'd rather take a sack than take a pick. Mm-hmm. Cause a sack you still can recover from. As mm-hmm. you can see, we be fourth and 18 and niggas still go for it. We be third and 20. You can still make a first down. Mm-hmm. Cause that's what the Seahawks were doing. They was going for it a lot. That was the first time my defense really was that aggressive. They got a lot of sacks. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of picks with my linebackers, which I felt good about. And I'm liking where I'm going with the playoffs. I got the only user game I got left is Spike. Mm-hmm. So this next few days, I'm just cleaning up some shit, trying to get my linebacker to be rookie of the year defensively. Cause he's the number one defensive rookie of the year right now. I think Monty Rice.
Yeah. And you got Trey Lance too. Cause, you know, you in the NFC, but I got Justin Fields in the AFC.
Yeah. He gonna get Trey Lance gonna get that rookie of the year in the NFC.
How many losses you got though?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Life is all about wins and losses.
No, I know, but how many losses you got though? How many?
I got 3 losses. One of them ain't mine though.
But you owe me 10.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you owe me 10.
I'm like a stepfather to that loss. It ain't mine, but I'm taking care of it.
Hey, I want my shit in all singles.
You'll get $10. All right.
I'm going straight to the club afterwards.
I'm gonna buy you the wings that I lost. But yeah, so now it's just really all about the playoffs at this point. And since this is the last season, I can't wait. Like, we all know each other now.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing surprising. It's just play. Whoever makes the least of mistakes. That's what I love. Yep. That's why I'm so happy. Or that's why I was so, like, aggressive. Like, we need to finish this season. Cause like mm-hmm. you said, a lot of people have done a lot of shit just to make this season interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been for real. If we really look back at it. So I really want us to see, like, who's going to win the Super Bowl for this. What energy are we carrying on to 21?
Yeah, 100%. So, there was something that you said that made me make up this question. Do y'all have like go-to plays in 3rd and 20 and 4th and 20, 4th and 18, like long plays? Cause I have, mm-hmm. I have about 5 or 6 go-to ones that I go to that I could typically, I would say it's 50-50. I think in that instance, it's like, damn, I know I gotta go for it, whatever. I could typically get it depending on my personnel.
I got 2 plays where it's like, if it's a 3rd and 10, 3rd and long. So I'm not to say I have one for like a 3rd and 20.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, for me, I don't want to put myself in a position like that because I'm most likely going to have to punt. But I have a 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12 type of play.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
I average 14 yards a pass, so like.
That, all right, bro. I'm getting to ask the question. I'm answering it. He ain't got a shit on
it. I'm just saying, like, because sometimes, you know, like you said, sometimes we got to take a sack or we don't have to. It happens. Yeah. Like, you know, some pass rushers.
I took a sack, too.
I finally learned how to throw the ball away.
You know what I haven't learned that I wish I'm trying to, hopefully I can learn it in 21. That little cut up shit that y'all do with the running backs.
What do you mean?
Like when y'all go on the outside and there's a defender,
bro,
y'all cut up.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, if I knew that, how to do, I think I know how to do it because I watched a YouTube thing. If I knew how to do that, Saquon would have probably 1,000 more yards.
So you don't know how to set the juke back?
The juke up, the aggressive juke. Yeah. I haven't known. Yeah.
So like if you're running hard, so I do it all the time. With
yeah. Juke, I see everybody do it.
Which is why I love the jukebox, feature that he has. But like if you're running hard to the right, you juke it to the left, and then he'll juke up field.
This feels like it's something different. Cause yeah. Y'all motherfuckers come out the gate. Yeah, like y'all. Cannon.
Yeah, like I'll probably do it more in the playoffs because I got to get it done right in practice first. But like, yeah, I'm just taking a little bit from everybody now.
Yeah, because my guys can't do that,
but your guys are power backs.
Yeah, you got power backs.
Charles Taylor is a hybrid though; he can do both.
Yeah, but he's more power than elusive.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is elusive too. I seen you run away from motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Nah, that's why you wasn't gonna run away from me, goddammit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I got him.
That's why, like, speed for your speed helps you. But at the same time, it helps him as far as like it covers, it's the deodorant for his defense. Cause your defense ain't really that impressive. It's just the fact that since everybody can be covered and you can get to your spot, like he had, like he ran down Saquon at least three times. Like I should have had a, that game we played, I should have had two more touchdowns, yep. But he literally ran down Saquon. So I'm like, that's how you win in these games. Cause you can't just run away.
That defense.
To your credit. That's your true credit.
No, 100%. And that's why I said last season, like the foundation was speed. But this season with the trades that I made and the free agents that I brought in, it brought more substance to the defense. Cause you're 100% right. I would say last year my defense was way more gimmicky than it is this year. This year I can truly play aggressive, meaning that Derwin plays a lot of sub linebacker for me. So he plays a lot of linebacker, which frees up the safety spot for Troy Apke, which is a 95 speed corner safety, wherever the hell. Cause I played him all over the place.
Are you talking about the guy from San Diego? I mean, the Chargers, Derwin James. You traded for, you got him?
Who?
Derwin James?
Yeah, that's what we
got. I got Derwin. Okay. I got Derwin.
I was just making, cause I keep hearing, I was like, why does it, is he talking about that nigga?
Yeah, the San Diego Charger guy. Well, see, I made that move after the Ravens went and got Khalil Mack.
I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying I didn't realize how many,
how
much you bought, motherfucker, for a nigga who didn't care about buying.
Nigga, I bought everything.
He got like five stars on his defense.
Yeah, Greedy became a superstar just this season. It sucks that Denzel Ward is, and he's almost a 90 already. Derwin James is an X factor. Devin McCourty is an X factor. Miles Garrett is an X factor. TJ Watt is an X factor. Calais Campbell is an X factor. And I think that's it. Nobody else on my
defense. I was just happy.
So you have six.
I have six.
I only got one superstar on my defense. Period.
Yeah. Yeah. I played against, and my other franchise, the Colts, had like stars all over their team.
Their defense is very underrated.
Underrated? Are you serious, nigga? The linebacker Darius Leonard, that nigga was a Pro Bowl in his rookie year. Like that defense is nice.
No, it is.
And that offensive line is decent too.
I mean, underrated. Like a lot of people don't talk about it or use the Colts.
Team, just this has been 6-7 years in, and they just built these motherfuckers, like the whole line just stars. Like you drop back, you get sacked. It was one of the hardest Super Bowls I've won. I've lost to them and I came back and won it, but like I had to be precise and careful on every single
play. He made me think about getting the Colts in 21. That's now.
You know what team I hate seeing in the Super Bowl whenever, if I'm playing face of the franchise or my own franchise or whatever? The fucking Bears.
That defense is ridiculous, bro.
Like, first of all, Khalil Mack get wherever he wants to get.
But that's obvious. You accept
that's
that.
That's obvious. That's cool. Yeah. But then they got Eddie Jackson, Kendall Fuller.
Talk about the
other cornerback.
Javonte, what's his name? One of the other linebackers. He's dope.
Trevathan.
Danny Trevathan. That deep, it's like, wherever.
No, I know who you're talking about. He's a cornerback, right? You talking about a corner?
There's a corner and a linebacker. I might be getting them mixed up.
But
nonetheless, bro, that Bears defense, that's the team that like, I'm struggling with three teams. I told y'all in the chat. It's the Bears, the Bengals, and the Pats. And I'm only looking, and when I looked at the Madden offensive line grades. And like, the Pats and the Bears are top 12 offensive line. Bengals are literally like 30. And even and that's where I'm struggling. And then like I look at the Bears defense, that offense ain't nothing to really look at, obviously, except for maybe the running backs.
Well, here's the thing though.
But that defense is so.
I feel so. When you say that you're struggling with three teams, you're talking about picking a new team
for the 21. Yeah,
I think that if you do decide to go with the Bengals, they have a lot of stars that have Madden trade value that would allow you to accumulate either draft picks or the actual old lineman you covet.
No, I'm 55-45 Bengals as far as my team for 21. Most likely I will have them. But it's that offensive line that I don't feel like rebuilding. And then on top of that, I got to get the defense right too. Cause they got players now, but when franchise, we're going to be playing this one for like at least 4 or 5 seasons. Cause we already did 3 in like 2 months. That defense is going to get old. I got to replace that. I don't always feel like replacing. Defense is harder to replace and get better to me than offense. Cause offense, you control so much that you can make a superstar or running back in 1 year or wide receiver in 1 year. In defense, as far as like multiple positions, it'll take multiple seasons for you that to happen, in my opinion.
I think it depends on the entirety of the defense. Cause you know, a lot of times when they have these dev trait upgrade games, it says like hold the entire team down to a particular.
It'd be like they'd be like hold them down to 150 yards. Like yeah. Nigga, what? Come on, that's not realistic. Sure. Or get this player 2 fumbles, yeah. 2 interceptions, 2 sacks. I'm like, nigga,
it's 2 of anything. Like mm-hmm. It's not 2 of everything.
I thought it was 2 of the way they was.
No, nah, it's, yeah,
like
yeah.
2 picks or 2 sacks or 2 whatever.
Right? Or a pick and a sack.
Yeah, a pick and a sack. You just got to get 2 of something. Or the entire defense has to play well, right? So for me, it's easier for me for the entire defense to play well. I've held multiple players and teams down to less than 50 yards rushing.
Yeah, but that's CPU, right?
Well, CPU sometimes.
Cause I can't, cause they be, cause games. I fucked up and I had these dev opportunities, but these against the users. And users, though, those games is like, I'm not worried about the yards, like you said, I'm worried about the points. Mm-hmm. As long as I win the game, that's all that matters. But obviously, we be scoring like, we be having like 500 yards a game and shit.
My only thing is like, the dev upgrade games that they just put the shit way the fuck out of, like it was like maybe about 3 or 4 games ago. They wanted J.K. Dobbins to have 4 touchdowns and 250 yards total. Yeah. Like, my nigga, do you not understand? I got fucking Odell Beckham, the diva out here. He leads the league. Like, there's no way he's going to get 4 touchdowns. 4 touchdowns? Bruh. Like,
because that's not even how you run your offense. You would change up your whole game plan just to fit one player.
Exactly.
And my thing is, that's another question I had is like, if you don't get the dev trait during that opportunity, do you ever see it again?
Nope.
Wow.
No, you will. But you gotta string along about 2 or 3 games, and then they'll say, okay, well, maybe, you know, it's time for him.
Cause come back to you if you don't get it, like, bruh, my bad. I thought he was gonna be somebody, ain't shit. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, well, can he not, like, my nigga had an interception and other shit.
It won't be that season, though. Like, for that season, that's your opportunity.
Wow. So you gotta wait a whole nother season
Cause I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a repeat. I guess people saw some different.
Well, Greedy Williams for me. Because it was like a year or so ago, I want to say it was the first year. He had like a crazy game. He had like 3 picks or something. Where I was just putting a whole bunch of pressure. Quarterback just kept throwing it to Greedy kept getting it. I'm like, okay. So the next game, they was like, oh, you know, I think he's a superstar this, that, and the third. He didn't do shit. He didn't do shit that game. We did like a good team defense, but it didn't upgrade his dev trait. His dev trait didn't upgrade until this. This was the second time. So I finally got it to a star last year. And then this year he became a superstar. But like I said, Denzel Ward is already rated a 90 and he's just a star. He's not a superstar or anything. So it kind of depends. It's ass. Because
yeah. I would think it would be based off of like, oh, this nigga went off. Let's revisit this again.
Yeah.
Like if you keep going off, like yeah. you shouldn't have to wait a whole season. 100%. Cause to me, that just wait. All right. Well, then I'm not going to focus in on him. Well, not say I'm not going to focus cause you still upgrade every game or as you should, or even after every practice.
But here's the thing too. I think there's a flip side to that as a GM. If your guy doesn't develop a superstar trait or an X factor, guess what? He's cheaper. Right. I swear to God, this shit just literally happened to me in my other franchise. So I got the Dolphins and a very underrated commodity on the Dolphins is Mike Gesicki, the tight end. Stupid fast. Good hands. Tight end, yeah. He comes down with a lot of the balls that, you know, when you go aggressive catch, you know, they tip out. He comes down with a lot of those. And, he wanted to negotiate his contract. And I typically push it off, you know, say to the end of the season. And, I was like, damn, he don't really want that much money. So I had a dev game and I upgraded him to star and now the money done went up. I'm like, damn, I should have signed his ass.
Yeah. So, I got burned that way.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, I think it's a two-headed thing because being a user, even if they don't have that superstar ability or that X factor ability, they can still ball because the ratings are there. Right. And like you said, especially offensively, you control so much that it kind of doesn't really matter if they have it or not. Now, like in JK's stance, the jukebox, that completely changes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like something. But like when you're talking about like some of the little smaller, you know, superstar abilities, it's kind of like, it's whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Again, like you said, like since you control him, it's like I know what he can and can't do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to use, like, I'm going to go to his strengths anyway.
You use him. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, we're all excited about 21. So like, don't get it twisted. Like, we're only, at least for me, I'm only saying I'm really focused on it because on 20, just for the fact that we've already started and we got this far. Let's just finish
it. Yeah, like it's not like we're in week three and 21's gonna come out.
I don't understand it then.
Yeah, I'm like, right. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. We're not even gonna, whatever. But nigga, we got three more games for the regular season. Let's just finish this shit.
And they all mean something.
They all mean something. And like I said, for Lou, more than anybody, he got three user games at the end of the year and he needs all three or he ain't gonna make the playoffs. You know, so like that's a lot of pressure.
It's the commish.
And that's the commish. You know, that's a lot of pressure. Me, I got one user game, which is Lou. You got one user game. Lou? Kate, you got more user games?
It's all CPU.
So you're pretty much set for the playoffs. You're pretty much set for the playoffs.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not saying I'm not going to make the playoffs because I'll make the playoffs, but that seeding thing is scaring me because I need to be a third seed to lock that in as a division winner. Just so I can, because that first round, I'm going to have to play either the Cowboys or the Seahawks.
Yeah. So the way I'm looking at the seeding is the Ravens are going to finish number one overall in the AFC because they're 11-1. I think they're going to finish 15-1.
Okay.
And then Kansas City is going to be number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the first wild card team. So that means I'm either going to play Ken or who?
Now, Ken is going to be – he ain't going to be in the –
He is because he's gonna be number three. Yeah.
He's gonna be number.
Yeah, he's gonna be.
Number oh, you're the wild card team. I thought okay.
I'm not winning a division.
Yeah, because I forgot you said.
Winning the division, but so you, will Chiefs and he'll have a better record.
He'll have a better record. The Chiefs and the Ravens are gonna have a better record than Ken. So that means that Ken is gonna play a wild card team. And then what's the other NFC? That's North. That's West.
You talking about NFC South? Or AFC?
AFC. Who's the AFC? Who's AFC East?
That's the Patriots.
Who's gonna win that division?
Probably the Patriots. They always win it.
No, I think the Bills are winning that division because that's a CPU pretty much controlled.
Yeah,
division.
That whole division is CPU.
Yeah, so I think the Bills are winning that division. So that means that I'm gonna have to play the Bills.
It depends on how they season finish out though.
Yeah, but I think the Bills are gonna do it. I know I'm gonna be the higher of the seeded wild card teams. Mm-hmm. So does that mean I play three or four?
Four. If you five, you're playing four.
Okay, bet. So then I'll be able to beat the Bills.
So you're gonna play either Ken or whoever's the other division or the Bills.
Yeah, so I think first round I'm gonna play the Bills because the Bills are gonna be lower than Ken. Ken has a better record than them.
Okay.
And I have a better record than Lou will have.
Then you will play the number one seed after that wild card game.
Motherfucker. God damn it. I need to avoid the damn Ravens, man.
Bro, you say you got to get through them. You're going to have to see them eventually. Shit. You just see them in the divisional round.
Fucking A.
But you know, after you get through him, you got more game and you're done.
I already know. I'm just frustrated.
You see how his shoulders always go down. It's his whole mooch. It's like last year when he found out he got to play. Damn. Be the sixth seed then. Try to lose one game and still be the wild card. Because the lower seed always plays the higher seed and the higher seed plays the second seed.
See, but that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be the.
If you beat the Bills, you're the lower seed. Because Ken is going to win. So he's going to play the second seed.
I got you. I got you.
I might win. We don't know.
He always be saying that. Now, the NFC is, right now, I think number one is the Packers, who's been on a fucking tear.
Bro, you see his last game?
Packers
12 touchdowns?
On, Packers been
fucking
on.
Baker Mayfield?
In one game?
Yes. 12 touchdowns, 600 and some odd yards. He came in my Twitch last night, and I'm like, hey, man, I see you trying to come up with all my fucking passing records. He's like, yeah, I gotta blow it out so I could catch you.
Wow.
But last night, I threw for 7 touchdowns and like almost 500 some yards, so. I'm trying to keep some distance, goddammit.
Yeah, so the Packers are the number one seed. The Niners are the number two seed. I'm fighting for the third seed right now. And then the fourth seed will be the, who is that? Oh, will be the Saints. Right now it's between me and the Saints, between the third and the fourth seed. And then after that, we got the Cowboys and the, Seattle. They're both fighting. They're both staying course for the wild card. So I'll either face, depending on what seed I am, I can face either one of the Cowboys or the Seattle. So I'm not really tripping because I faced both of them before, twice at least. So I'm familiar with how they play now. So it's just that after that, I faced the Saints before, they busted my ass. So now I know what to expect. I faced everybody except for the Packers. I haven't faced the Packers as far as within a user aspect. So I'll be interested to see how that goes. But everybody else, I'm not really worried about. And you know me, shit. You gotta go through it. You gotta go through New York to go, you know what I'm saying? You can't go else around the country. You can't go to the Super Bowl. Roll to the Super Bowl. Always end up, you gotta make a stop in New York. So, we'll see.
San Francisco, you don't have the title.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But
humble season.
You got a connection flight to New York. It's a layover.
I know
in New York.
Cowboys got to be sick because that game they played. I don't know if both of them were tired or what, but it came down to the wire. He scored in the last second and missed the extra kick.
And that's what I
lost 7-6.
I don't know if y'all.
I bet he was too hyped and scored and couldn't settle himself down.
Yeah.
And missed it.
But here's the thing, and I don't know for you, Ken, because I know you play 21. The kicking is very glitchy in 21.
It happened to me, yep.
And after I downloaded 21 and I played for a couple hours, I went back to 20, and it started happening on 20. Mm. So I don't know if it's interconnected, but...
No, for me, it was like, I thought it was a delay in my connection, because it was I broadcasted my user game against the Seahawks, and I was like, I don't know if people are noticing that sometimes, like, even the plays will start off a little bit, mm-hmm, delayed, but it'll get back to it. But I have a timing thing with my kicking. Like, mm-hmm, I know exactly, mm-hmm, how I need to do everything. Mm-hmm. And it was throwing off my timing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I need to adjust. And I didn't adjust enough. So I missed like two extra point field goals, mm-hmm, for no reason. My kicker is really good too. So that kicking shit does come at the bite. Cause even, mm-hmm, if you have a good ass drive, if, yep, you don't get that extra point, it kind of be like, yep, I left money on the table.
It's pressure because now a touchdown beat you.
Yeah, a touchdown beats,
mm-hmm, you. You know, and then that puts extra pressure on you because now you have to score a 2-point conversion.
You have, eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
It doesn't, you don't have to do it right away, but eventually that 2 points will come back, yep, to bite you in the, yep, ass.
You can't run away from it.
Yeah.
Hmm. So yeah, the next time you'll hear from us, the season should be over.
Yeah.
And we should be on, yep, the 21.
Well, we're going to have a review.
Well, at least we'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. But we'll definitely do it. We're going to do a review. Well, yeah, yeah, I guess.
Not because it'll be next Sunday or next,
right,
Monday. Yeah, yeah, we'll
I
be.
I guess you're right. We'll have the review of Madden next week.
Yep.
But yeah, the new season to kick off next week. And then we got to set up the league, too.
So let's say our final three teams for 21. So people would.
Right, so we're going to give a reveal. All
right.
Okay.
A potential reveal.
Yeah. Because I'm. Okay. You're right.
I may even let them pick the 23.
I thought about doing that and just say, cause, okay, so here's the thing with me. And I told them in the chat, cause it's the way I like to play Madden. It's the way I like to do things. I'm picking the worst team on the game and I'm going to build them up into a championship contender.
That's his first mistake.
That's what I'm doing. All right. So the worst team on the game are the Miami Dolphins at 74, but they already have a quarterback. I want to pick my own quarterback. So I don't want Tua. The second worst team in the game are the Lions. So it's between the Lions, the Jags, and the Broncos. The Jags and the Broncos are both 78. So
Broncos got some weapons, though.
Broncos is nice.
Yeah. Yep.
They got Von Miller. Drew Locke
is their biggest question mark, though.
But he's going to draft the QB anyway.
Yeah, I know. But that's, you know.
Yeah. So those are the three teams that I'm looking at. I think. And I'm just trying to figure out which leagues I want to play which in, but you guys listen, you guys tell me which one I should go with for, it's really between two. So the Dead in Sports League and then of course Spice League. And I'll pick whatever guys you guys.
So those
me.
Three teams, you're going to, yep, pick two of them for one of the leagues.
Yeah. One for Dead in Sports and then, or one for Spike. I don't care. It don't matter which one because it's not going to really be the same team. Uh-huh. Or if you guys know some other team that's worse than that, tell me. And I'll probably do that, you know.
I'll
get down.
For me, I think I've pretty much made my decision for Spike's League, but my top three teams, this also talks about our Dead in Sports League, is going to be the Browns, the Steelers, or the Cardinals. Definitely for Spike League, I'm sticking with the Browns. They just have too much of how I like to play football in Madden. So instead of trying to trade for all of this stuff or draft all of this stuff, I'll just start out with it. So for Spikes League, I'm definitely taking the Browns. For the Dead End Sports League, I'm not sure. It's either going to be the Cardinals or it's going to be the Steelers.
Oh, so you got down to those two now?
Yeah.
You know, remember how you said in the chat, he was like, hey, whoever you play with this 20, you get dibs on 21.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to make sure you're like, I got the Browns, nigga.
Yeah,
chill out.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a page out of Ken's book. I'm going to let y'all pick which teams I play with for Dead End Sports League and also for Spikes. The three teams I'm looking at, of course, the first one is the Bengals. The other two are the Bears. And I was thinking about doing the Pats, but actually, since the Colts, y'all talked about them, it's going to be the Bengals, the Bears, and the Colts. So those are the three teams. Y'all let me know which ones y'all want me to rock with in either one of those leagues. I only can pick two of them for one league only. But, yeah, let me know.
Hey, Baker's up for grabs already.
You should stick it out with Baker.
I don't know.
Why not?
Old boy throwing 12.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, showing you cool. That you could use him.
That's cool.
It sounded like it was a user error. That's not what it looked like. 12 touchdowns in the game, bro. That's a, that's literally fantasy football.
But you know what? But he got him after he became a superstar too, though. Like, he didn't do that. The CPU did that. So when I had him, he was still, you know,
you built up a superstar. I built up a superstar. That ain't shit.
I know, I feel you, but I didn't like Baker.
You want the black man? I ain't gonna hold you to that. Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you.
But yeah, man, look, it's been another episode of The League presented by Dead End Sports in conjunction with Dead End Gaming. Make sure that you are subscribed to both of those podcast feeds. That's how you will get this. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitch, Dead End Gaming. Also, follow us individually. My Twitch is FIFO247. Nick, what's your Twitch?
WESISI number 11. That's the same as my Twitter handle.
And what about you, Ken? What's your Twitch?
KBINGE.
There you go. So make sure that you follow us on Twitch if you have not already. And we love y'all, man. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.